Didsbury, the town of Didsbury issued more than 30 principal dwelling unit permits in 2024, up sharply from 2023's total of 6 and 2022's total of 13. The town's chief administrative officer, Ethan Gorner, presented 2024 permit and land use statistics as part of monthly report presented during the January 28 council meeting. The 34 principal dwelling unit construction value was $8,090,000, up from $1,650,000 in 2023. There were no commercial retail permits issued in 2024, compared with one in 2023. A total of 51 accessory buildings, structures, and other use permits were issued in 2024, with construction value of $850,000. That compares with 55 permits issued in 2023 with construction values of $2.2 million. 7 garage, shed, structures permits were issued in 2024, down from 35 in 2023. The town issued 3 additions permits, 11 deck permits, 4 demolition permits, and 4 secondary suite permits. 10 change of use permits were issued and 9 signage permits. There were 6 subdivisions approved last year, compared with 2 in 2023. Fire department responded to 51 calls. Warner's report also included statistics from the Didsbury Fire Department's fourth quarter, which covered October to December. Department members responded to 51 calls, including 14 alarms, 15 EMS assists, 11 motor vehicle collisions, and 2 structure fires. Of the 15 EMS calls, 4 were for EMS requests to help load patients, 6 were co-response determinants where fire was dispatched automatically regardless of where Oz was coming from, 2 were co-response to Oz having greater than 15-minute response time, and 3 were for Oz crews requesting assistance other than patient lift. 31 of the calls were in town, 17 in the rural area, 2 mutual aid rural, and 1 mutual aid urban. Gorner also gave an update on the ice condenser unit at the Didsbury Memorial Complex. Council has approved the purchase of a new condenser unit, and it is still anticipated that the unit will be delivered and installed this summer and be operational next season, he said. We truly appreciate the understanding and support of our local user groups who have been affected, and we thank all our neighboring communities for stepping up and offering the use of their facilities. Ice surfaces at the complex were closed for the 2024-25 season due to the mechanical failure of the existing condenser. Council accepted the report as information.